Welcome back to the AIE podcast, where I'm recording right now while eating dinner. And I know you're like, wow, Christian, that is so sad. My parents are on a trip. I'll be going soon. Still have class. My siblings are out. One of them's in college. One of them is at dinner right now. And the other also went with them. So, yeah, it's sad, but like, eh. I don't mind. And it's been a while since we've had, I would say, quote-unquote, AIE podcast. That's why I'm titling this a AIE podcast, a more AIE podcast. Because we've done a lot of basketball ones lately. That's kind of what I've been wanting to do lately. But, you know, I know you're not really here for that. I'm wanting to talk about it. And, you know, I love basketball as much as the next person. But, you know, it can get a little stale, especially when the Warriors and the Celtics made the finals. If you're rooting for either team, you know, good luck to your team. But Suns should have won. BS. Rules bad. CP3, yikes. Please don't trade Aiden, though. But now on to the podcast and what's been up with myself. Because I don't know if you're here for that, but that's what we're going to talk about. And I'll be honest. Whenever I say I'll be honest, my mom's like, oh, you're going to be honest? Thanks. Not funny. Exam week finished like 3 weeks ago, or 2.5 weeks ago. I really don't know time anymore. And we were face to face every day. And there are a lot of stories to tell off that. Like, that's super easy to tell stories off of, which I'm probably going to do a bit of today. But, you know, I never know. You never know. And so, why I'm doing one today is mainly because face-to-face got canceled. COVID cases have gone up, and quote-unquote gossip is making it worse, which of course it is, but like, I feel like it's not really gossip about like someone. Like, if I'm gossiping about someone, that like, of course that makes it worse, but about the coronavirus, I think it's fine. That's my opinion on it, but yeah, I think it's fine, because of course you gotta be worried about things like that. It's like, it's killed people, and you know, something everyone should be worried about. And so, since we were at home, there's really nothing to do. I've been just playing League with Angelo. He's actually insane now. And so, yeah, it's kind of boring. Like, I get to talk to my friends all day during online class. I'm sorry, Mom. But you miss so much. Like, there's so many people I got to meet this year that, you know, it's great to meet them, and it's great to meet different people, and I'm really happy about that. And it's kind of sucks that I won't get to see them for the rest of the year, because I don't really hang out with them outside of the context of school. Like, a lot of my friends from Beacon, who I mentioned a lot on this podcast, I see often enough outside of school, but them, like the people in ISM, I really don't see outside of it, and it kind of sucks. ASMR of me eating. So, I mean, pasta, by the way, if you're wondering. So, what have I been up to in the last 2.5 weeks? Outside of final exams, which I didn't know, you know, it's first year. It's really important, though, grade 11 and 12. I kind of wrap it up. But since then, I've had a few assessments matter, and hell, I fucking hate that shit. Teacher's nice, students are nice, like, my classmates are nice, like, all of them I'm really chill with, like, except cool guy. Oh, holy shit, that class is so hard. I'm so bad at it. Like, I'm really, really crap at Mandarin. Like, at my old school, so Mandarin is a character-based language, but the way you say, like, if you say wa, which is I or me, the most basic term, wa is spelled W-O, but there's also a character. In my old school, they would always show both the character and the word written in English. So, wa. So, you'd see the English text. So, it's easy to read. Everything was so easy. Here, like, so many things are just in character. And, oh my god. I had to adjust to it on Zoom last year. But it's easy, you know, Google Translate. But in person, geez, it is hard. I can't even lie. So, with that, outside of that, it's been pretty chill. All my classes have been chill. And I'm really happy that I've got to talk to a lot more people. since the start of the year, if you are listening and you are one of those people I've talked to, thank you. Hope to still talk to you next year, if you're leaving, if you're staying, no matter what. You know, I would say pretty solid first year of high school, and my opinion on face-to-face has kind of changed. I'll be honest, when we first started, I was like, damn, this is ass, having to wake up so early, but there's so many things that I love about it. Getting to interact with people, and there are a lot of things you miss from the online experience that you get with face-to-face. Like, online, you'll only ever see the people you'll have classes with. Face-to-face, I can still see my friends, even if I don't have classes with them that day. Like, my beginning friends I always talk to, like I said, but, like, my ASM friends who I don't have a class with, like, I can still hang out with them, like, at lunch, I can play basketball with them, like, that is fucking amazing. Like, I miss that. Like, in my old school, I would always do that, and, you know, online kind of ruined that. And so, I'm really happy that, at least for a good month and a half, maybe 2 months, it was pure face-to-face, and that was super enjoyable. So, why do I now hate online schooling? Honestly, if it was, like, during studying, sure, I'm fine with it. I gotta Google stuff, and it makes me look a little better than I actually am. But when we're doing nothing, it's awful. Like, I think I had 2.5, maybe 3 classes today where we just watched something. And you know how painful it is to watch something on Zoom? Like, I'm sorry, some of these teachers, like, they're so ass with tech. Like, it's kind of funny. And so, it takes them 5 minutes to set up, and then Zoom, they're trying to share the screen, and it's lagging, and it sucks to watch on Zoom. It really does. Like, it's so boring and bad to watch. And, you know, watching movies, the best part is watching on a big screen. If you're watching on a laptop, it's a chill experience, but, like, on Zoom, it's worse, because you can't actually full screen it. You have to watch you can't just zoom into the video screen. You can't zoom into the shared screen. You just can't. And it's so bad. It also rained today. First day of online school. And it has rained while we were going to school, but, like, it stopped immediately. Today, it, like, rained for a while. And for people in dark rooms, that L for you. And, yeah. Honestly, I think that kind of an outlook at it. It's already the end of the year. And last year, I would have said, I really hated last year's school year. I didn't really make any friends. From last year, there's no one I'd say, like, I became friends because of last year. Like, people I've talked to last year, that I've talked to now, like, I would consider my friend, is because of this year, not last year. And so, of course, that kind of sucks, but I'm happy that, like, this year was way better than last year. And kind of my outlook at it is that, like, I gotta meet people. I gotta, you know, interact with people I would have never interacted with, like, outside of the school context, that now I can befriend. And maybe I could have friended them outside of a school context, but the school context kind of forces you to socialize. And before, I used to, like, try to socialize with everyone, but now you kind of have to, and, you know, it's kind of nice. And, meeting new people and that kind of connecting you to other people is, like, something you really miss online. Because, like, you can friend someone, but they're not really going to introduce their friends to you unless, like, you actually meet in person, which, of course, during the pandemic is really difficult, but, and still now is, but now it's really a lot more accessible thanks to school. And so, all in all, I just say that, like, great first year of high school. The online era was very nice, but, you know, there's some benefits that I can take from face-to-face that, you know, I wouldn't trade that for anything. And, you know, memories you get from that. So here are a few stories that I think, even outside of context, are still funny. A lot of the jokes that probably I have with my friends, you kind of need context, but I feel like these stories, you don't need context. And we're going to wait like 10 seconds for me to think of stories like that. Get it really back to the old podcast where I really didn't plan anything. Everything was just bullshitted. That's a word. So, first story. Okay, so wellness, pretty much wellness is a free class now. After our last assessment, we're watching a lot of movies on STDs, because that's what the last topic's on. And so we're watching this movie, and there's like bean, you know, sit down wherever, bean bags, chill. So I have this classmate Seb. You know, I consider him my friend, and he's just lying on the beanbag, and we're just watching this film. I think everyone's entertained by it, I hope. He is just, like, sleeping. He is, like, knocked out cold. And I thought he was just joking. Like, for 40 minutes, I thought he was just pretending to be asleep. And I know it sounds like, oh, Christian, how are you such a big idiot? Like, of course he's not just faking asleep for 40 minutes. The guy is, actually, he looks like he's faking it. Because he looks like he's smiling every half second. And you know, maybe that's just me looking at it. Like, maybe I'm crazy or I'm, like, crazy dog. But, like, that's exactly what happened. And then the next class, same, he's on his chair. And we have this thing called, like, brain break. And, like, 3 to 5 minutes, you just take a break. And he's wearing a hoodie, so a little more comfortable. He puts his, like, you have your fist, clinch it, and then your elbow on the table. Puts his head on it, and then he just goes to sleep. And Angela and then my other friend, Andreas, Warriors are not winning. They're so fucking ass. JK, they're just way too good. He puts markers, like, in the sleeve of the hoodie, and he's still asleep. And then when he wakes up, all the markers come out, and then our teacher, Miss Birchall, is just like, what? Like, really confused. And, you know, those are the kind of things you miss online. Like, that's not happening. Except, like, I think one time online, so I was showing a video for film, and then someone in chat was like, oh, Discord. Like that's the pinnacle of, like, comedy. Outside of you being unmuted and saying something idiotic. Like, I think I go all over. I really enjoy this, if you're new to the podcast. Last year when I was completely online in grade 8, my friend was at my house. Not at my house, but yeah, I'll say it like that. My friend came over to do Zoom. Like, we did Zoom together, and then we played basketball while he was there. So he was lifting a weight, and then I was unmuted when I joined the Zoom call. I was like, damn, getting those gains. And then my whole class laughed. And then moments like that, like, that's what you kind of, that's what you get, like, one of every week. But in school, you get that on a daily occurrence. But okay, can't lie, school. Having to walk to the fourth floor every morning on a Monday morning, which is where my math class is so ass. It's not funny. Going up 4 flights of stairs, only thing pushing me through is good old AJR. And even that, like, I don't mind stair walking. Walking to school and all, but 7:30 in the morning is too early to walk up that many flights of stairs. It's not fun for anyone. And then teachers, they just take their elevator. You know, why not some of them walk, you know? Lacking. What other stories do I have to tell that don't require context? There are a lot of fun stories, but now I just can't get, like sometimes you just lose yourself. I don't think I mentioned it. I hit a game winner once in our last, like, basketball of the year. Like, we had a practice. We just played 5-on-5. It was, like, actually a decent, not a decently sized thing, but, like, kind of thing. Like, kind of a thing. Like, people there to watch. Hit a game winner. I bricked 2 free throws. Got my own rebound. Hit the game winner. You know, feel good about myself. And that would probably be the pinnacle of my basketball career ever. Even when I completely failed to keep playing basketball, and I have to fall back on this. So, last thing I want to say is that I'm really sorry that I haven't been doing the podcast lately. I've been able to, for the first time in a while, I can say that I've not actually been like socializing with people that aren't just my friends, and it's nice. And now those kinds of people become my friends, and you know, you find people like you like, you find people that you enjoy hanging out with, and you find crushes, you find all sorts of people that even people you hate that you probably wouldn't, you don't get when online, unless like really like you have strong feelings towards someone in any sort of way. And so I hope that you understand why I haven't been posting lately, but I do hope to post more. Even while I'm in the US, I hope to post. And I'm grateful for everyone who still listens to this podcast. And I know the AIE name is really just going all over the place now, but I hope you understand that I will try harder on this podcast, and I hope the quality's gone up, you know? I'm not trying to dish out a podcast every day and have shit concepts like drinking water for a podcast. That one had 30 plays. People really liked hearing me gulp. That's kind of weird, but thank you everyone for listening to the AAE podcast. Peace out, bingo gangers, and bye guys.